So, hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. We got Atrium agent Bobby Ty here, George Bloom here with Atrium. Just wanted to jump in and talk a little bit about the market, what's going on here in Jacksonville, and also how we're serving our clients and being creative and making sure all of our clients have all the options they need to make their decisions when moving forward with whether they're purchasing a house or selling their current home. And we have a Bobby Ty here. We're going to talk a little bit about some of his experiences and how we're working through that to better serve our clients.
Yeah. And I think to start it off, George, like getting into the benefits and the options, it really starts with listening to your customer, figuring out what they want. Once you've identified their price point and a house that they want, a house that they want to be in, then getting into the different options they have on the table and the different ways to make sure that ultimately on that property, our customers are getting themselves a good deal.
Right.
And I think that's what kind of leads us into a lot of people want to know, well, what is involved with getting a good deal? How do I know if I'm getting a good deal in real estate? Some spots I like to start off with is, you know, knowing what different things are on the table. So closing costs, prepaid costs, interest rate, insurance, inspections, all of these different costs, we want to make sure we're getting a good deal with. And I think some of my first properties and I was buying some of my first VA homes through George over here.
Yeah.
One of the things that he aggressively attacked for me was making sure my prepaid and closing costs were taken care of. So now as a real estate agent, that's on the forefront of what I do, whether it's a new home construction house or in the secondary market, how can I go about that? On behalf of my customers to make sure that we're getting those things covered and then kind of going into some other things there.
Right. And then for your stats, which also with all your clients, Bobby, you have a 97.2% success rate of getting all your clients' closing costs and prepaids covered. So good job to that, man.
Yes. And it's all about your negotiation, not always your negotiation skill, but your willingness to negotiate with that seller that you're working with.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, I like to make sure my clients are getting as much bang for the buck as they possibly can, because let's face it, not all buyers know what's going in real estate. You know, you might be in the military, you could be a nurse, you could be a teacher. Your life is consumed by your day-to-day tasks. So are you familiar with real estate the way you and I know all the lingo, the jargon, the acronyms? No,
right.
Of course not. So it's my job to make sure I represent my client's best interest 100%. And to what you just said, attacking things such as prepaid costs, closing costs, you know, your inspection, your insurance, your interest rate, going after that. And that's where you really get a good deal.
Right. Yeah. 100%. And a huge big, it's a big misconception in the industry as well that, you know, for veterans utilizing their VA loan, a lot of them think that's, you know, I've even heard other agents say that it's covered by the VA or it's included in your loan with your zero down payment. But you're actually responsible for those closing costs and fees related to that loan. That's not within
there is a misconception there.
Right, within that zero down. So that's why it's really good to have a VA specialized agent who specializes in those things so they can really dive deep and explain that. And like you said in the other podcast, Bobby, you did a great job. You know, you want it to be an educational experience for these buyers and for these clients. So it's really important just for us as agents to make sure we're explaining all those things. And once that kind of foundation is set so the clients understand that, that's when we also come in and reinforce that, hey, you know, we're fighting in your corner here.
Yes.
We want to make sure we're knowledgeable of the entire market that we're representing you in. So we know where all those deals are, where to search for those incentives. And at the end of the day, it's really important for us to give you all your options so then you can make that best decision for you and your family.
It is important to know all your options. So we just talked a lot about really going after a lot of different areas of opportunity, but there's also a lot of options that are on your table. So we have a buyer coming down from Virginia. This buyer is purchasing one of his first houses. And through talking to us, we had let him know, you know, there's a lot of people in the area looking to rent. So, you know, if cost is important to you, if you are looking to possibly put renters in your bedrooms, you know, paying $500, $600, $700, $800, $900 a month, we can go out there on your behalf and start identifying possible renters, have them apply to come and live in your house. And we've got this buyer who's coming down from Virginia who wants to put one or two renters in his bedroom. Yep. And that's going to, you know, net him back, you know, anywhere from $1,000 to $1,600 per month.
Yeah.
And now he's got a mortgage payment that's paid for by the renters. And, you know, he'll be here probably for a couple of years, do his time and then leave, make some money on the property. But it was through that conversation with yourself and myself that he realized he had those options on the table. And we gave him some other options as well. But that was one of the set of options that he wanted to go with.
Yeah. And for this specific client, we understand every client has specific needs and has different things going on. This is a younger guy. He's active duty military. He just graduated in his class. He's PCSing down here. This is his new duty station down here. And what he's going to do is he has other friends from his graduating class too that are looking in the area. So one of those, he already has a roommate that's going to help pay $800 a month. And Bobby and I put together some information that we sent out to our sphere, to our active duty people, because he was trying to keep, you know, active duty people in there. Mm-hmm. But what was really cool, now we have our client who's moving into his home and has a couple renters in there, which pretty much drops his mortgage payment to nothing. And it just really feels good to be able to do that for a client. And without those kind of options that we're providing him, and he wouldn't have been able to get the house that he really wanted, or he could have gotten that house, but he wouldn't be where he wanted to be financially. So that's why it's really important just to portray every single option that's available out there.
Yeah. And there's a lot of talk about right now insurance and how much insurance cost. From that perspective there, you got to shop around. I think I had one client recently who got a quote on a house, and that quote was around $3,000 annually. And upon recommending to him that he shop, and you know, gave him a brochure that had a couple other insurance companies on there, that he go and shop those numbers, he was able to get insurance for $1,000 annually. That's $2,000 in his pocket.
I think you sent me that one, and it had almost identical coverage to the $3,000 policy.
Correct.
Right.
So shopping insurance, shopping inspection, shopping interest rates, shopping different sellers. I mean, if you're going to buy from one builder and they're going to cover 50% of your closing costs versus another who's going to cover 100% of your closing costs, and the houses are on the same side of town and they're similar square foot, it behooves you to go with the builder that's going to cover all your closing costs, because that's an additional $10,000 in your pocket. So like you said, those options are important. Another client I have right now, similar to the client we were just talking about, is looking to buy a second house. And, you know, he wants to make an investment. He wants to start building wealth. We're now looking at some homes that are in a new home development neighborhood where the builder is going to take care of a lot of the costs that we're talking about. But this development is one of the few developments in Florida where the HOA allows short-term rentals. Right. And anybody knows how rental market works, long-term rentals are great because they're stable, but you make more money on short-term rentals. So we're looking in a community where we have short-term rentals that are allowed by the HOA. And it's also in a area town that I showed him that's one of the more desirable area towns for rental markets down in the St. Augustine area, which host weddings and tourism and all attractions like that. So again, showing this customer the different options that are on the table allows him to go make a wise and smart investment, because he's working with a realtor that's showing him the different paths he can invest on.
And also, Bobby, you have the experience too. I mean, you helped me do my first Airbnb, got me into that, and we did a couple together. So you really also can speak to the experience with that client of your success and track record on that too. So that's great that you have that past experience and really can guide those clients through that.
Which is why somebody that's looking to buy or sell should do their research on what real estate agent, what realtor they're working with.
Right.
You know, whether you go to Zillow, Realtor.com, Redfin, research the real estate agent, see what their reviews are looking like.
And interview a few of them.
Sit down, have lunch with them. I mean, I've taken clients out to lunch. Like I had someone reach out to me recently, say, "Hey, Bobby, I saw your social media post. Can we sit down and have lunch?" We went to Chili's or BJ's, something like that. Sat down, had lunch for 45 minutes to an hour. He asked me a lot of questions. He retained the information. We went out toward five different neighborhoods. He bought a home. He's super happy. He educated himself through a realtor.
Right.
And now he's got his brand new house. Family's coming over, loving it.
So, and not paying rent anymore.
not paying rent anymore. Paying himself every month. But so to your point, yes, interview a real estate agent, make them earn your business so that you guys can go out and see all the options that are on the table. So financially, you're in the best position available in the future.
Right. Yep. 100%. And, you know, not only that agent, but you want that agent that, you know, I don't like to use the term jack of all trades, but you want that agent who's knowledgeable to help point you in the right direction for whether it be financing or inspections or homeowners insurance. And one of the great relationships that we have, our partnership with Veterans United is they are just, I mean, just huge enterprise, right?
Yeah.
So they have their homeowners insurance you can get. You know, they have their security system that you can get through them. They have so many different connections where they're able to really help the client. And, you know, the Veterans United stuff that they have is really just like a one-stop shop.
Correct.
It's really cool.
And to your point, talking about security systems, I had a client recently that a security company was trying to charge them like $5,000 to move a security system. And I said, guys, no, we're going to go over here. Let's talk to these two security companies. We got the exact same thing for a fraction of the cost of what this other security company was talking. So again, shopping, figuring out the options, getting the best deal for yourself. And to your point about the company that we're working with, Veterans United, one-stop shop, also the quality of their loan officers enhance the buying experience of customers. You know, I've worked with loan officers at certain companies and, you know, they're doing their best, but just not necessarily making it the smoothest transaction in the world. Double touching stuff that you don't need to double touch. Doing the same document over and over again, right? Headaches.
Oh, yeah.
Headaches for the clients versus Veterans United, Veterans United loan officers. I mean, really put an emphasis on integrity, hard work, transparency, working with the client and ensuring a smooth, frustration-free transaction. Now, there'll always be some frustrations. It happens. But as much as you can mitigate, as much, you know, Tylenol as you can take really helps out in a real estate transaction because it's such an expensive buying experience that you're going through.
Yep, 100%. And really, I think what we're trying to say is, you know, at the end of the day, deciding who you're going to work with, really don't just jump in there. Like Bobby said, you know, take that time, make sure you're interviewing people before you hire them, whether it's your home inspectors or the insurance rep you talk to or your real estate agent. You know, talk to them, get a feel for them, you know, ask a couple questions, you know, ensure that they're going to do what's in your best interest and not what's in their best interest.
Yeah, because just because somebody says that they can do your tile floors for $2,000 doesn't mean they're going to do a good job. The right price might be $3,000 or $4,000.
Right.
So you don't necessarily always want to be getting the least expensive option. There could be a reason it's the least expensive. So you want to kind of figure that out as well too.
Quality over quantity here.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
So I think that really leaves us with, you know, to better serve your clients, you know, it's important for Bobby and I and the rest of the Atrium team as well to be just super knowledgeable on all things real estate and stay up to date with current market trends and what's going on within the industry. And that's really going to enable us to better serve your client. And that's what we're all about here.
Yeah. Like this year, there's about to be nationwide in 2024, 700,000 apartments will be released onto the market this year. What does that do to prices? What does that do to rental prices? All things you have to think about and consider. So it's very true. 100% true.
So great. Well, Bobby, I'm glad we got to come on here and chat, go over everything. And if you guys have any questions, you know, comment below, give us a like, subscribe to the channel. And we'd love to hear your thoughts too. If you're going through anything right now that you can need assistance with or would like to jump on a mastermind, let us know. We're happy to help.
Absolutely.
Thank you all for